Thank you for choosing Urshot Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, Phil. My name is Heidi Langto. We just had Archtop installed this morning. Edgar came, installed everything, got my phone connected, got one of my printers connected, and one of my TVs connected.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to go online to connect, you know, my computer now, and both of my computers will not turn on at all. They turn on, they act like they're going to go to the main homepage where I could find my settings and everything, and then I get a blank screen on both computers.
Oh, no.
And that's, like, really weird because they worked last night when we were on the old system, and now suddenly I can't even... My screen is just looking at, like, it had me, you know, sign on. It recognized me.
Mm-hmm.
And now everything's black.
Oh, no, that does
not. And I find that highly that's, like, really weird.
It does happen. I'm a bit of a techie, so I understand the frustration of having, you know, computers not wanting to work for you properly.
Yeah. But why would both of them decide to die as we switched from Spectrum to Archtop?
I would not be able to tell you that the full reasoning why. I may ask who are your are they laptops?
Yeah.
Who are they by?
So one is HP and one is Microsoft. So my husband's HP is now at the same screen where I was on my Microsoft, and that is it's at, you know, the date and the time, but it's not asking for his, well, maybe it is going to ask for his login. Hold on. Now it's doing something else. Yeah, now it's trying to log on. Let's see if it's going to log on for him or if it's going to, so it's doing exactly, no, now his, so his logged on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's at the screen where I can set up his new Wi-Fi. That's
okay.
His HP.
Okay.
And my, oh, wow, this is really weird. Nope. Now, mine came up with my main picture, but I can't get to any of my, like, it doesn't allow me to get to my settings.
Okay.
It's just, that's, what the hell would do that just because we switched systems?
So the main issue that I'm seeing for both either the HP or the Microsoft is both of them are coming back. I did a quick Google search for the reasoning behind that. It says it usually indicates problems with display settings or the display settings, the graphic drivers, or hardware issues related to the screen itself, not with the network. So it's actually something with internally wrong with either the software or the hardware directly on the laptop.
But what's weird is that both of them are giving us grief, and both of them worked last night.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we switched, they die?
I wouldn't be able to understand the reasoning behind that, but every single time I've had an issue with any kind of device where it is not properly, you know, turning on or turning off, or it's something, there's an issue, typically your network isn't going to be the cause of the issue.
I understand that. I totally get that. I totally get that, which is why I am baffled that they would just happen to die. Both computers would happen to die the same day, the same time that there's no, you know, that there's a new Wi-Fi.
So
my
suggestion, here's going to be my biggest suggestion, is you
probably
need,
what I'm thinking.
You're probably going to need to contact HP. If the HP is still having issues, which sounds like it's not right now, but if your Microsoft laptop is still encountering issues, you'll need to give Microsoft customer support a call because
thinking is I'm going to hook it back up to Spectrum and see if I can get it to work and then see what happens.
If that fails, I would definitely give Microsoft customer support a call, because it very much likely may be a software and or hardware issue.
Okay. Yeah.
So
that's just weird that there's a Microsoft issue and an HP issue all at the same time.
Yeah, everything I'm seeing, it is literally stating it is even after you log in, the screen going black, it is either a software issue due to a corrupt file with the graphics driver or with one of your display settings. So the corrupted file there will actually cause the screen to black out.
Yeah.
Or it can be a hardware issue where something is going wrong with the actual graphics card that is in it. Even if it is a internal graphics card, most laptops have like their own integrated graphics.
I get it.
You can check the network, but if it does fail again, I would contact their customer support. Well, is there anything else I can help you with?
There is actually. Edgar told me about a phone app for the Archtop Fiber where we can go in and change our password and do all that stuff. How do I find that phone app? What is the name of it?
So that home app's name is HomePass, HomePass, all one word.
Okay, because when I went on Google Play Store and I typed in Archtop Fiber, it was like nothing.
It's not going to be Archtop Fiber. So that system, it's HomePass, and it's by a company called Plume, P-L-U-M-E.
Plume. Okay, great. Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
And when do I get an account number? And do I get that with my first bill? Is that how I get it?
You'll have that information on that one. I can actually let you know what it is. Can you spell your last name for me?
L as in Larry, mm-hmm. A-N-C-T-O.
What is your service address, Heidi?
226 Finger Road in Saugerties.
Thank you. And what is the email address we have on file?
I believe it is HeidiLangto@gmail.com.
That's the one. So I have a couple of bits of information. So we do have the account number. We have the account number. If you have a pen and paper ready, I can let you know.
Yep.
Your account number is 2749.
Mm-hmm.
You also have what's known as a subscriber ID number.
Okay, so 2749 is the account number, subscriber ID number. Go ahead.
That is 8824.
Okay.
000.
Mm-hmm.
3249.
Okay. All right.
And if you'd like to, what we can do is if you'd like to add your husband on as an associated person to this account, that way if he calls in, we can definitely get him in there. All right. Let me get him added in. What is his first name?
Is Matthew.
M-A-T-T-H-E-W?
Correct.
And last name, same as yours. So
Langto.
L-A-N-C-T-O. What is a good... we'll get a phone number in here in just a second. So let me save that information. There we go. And what is a good phone number for him just in case he does give us a call?
For him, it's 518-281-1006.
Mm-hmm. And this is for Matthew. There we go. We do not want to have this as a primary contact or marketing number. And save. There we go. Just in case we do need to give him a call, we'll be able to reach him at that number if we're unable to reach you. So is there anything else I can help you with today, Heidi?
I think we got it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Hopefully it's an actual computer issue and it's not the actual network, because that shouldn't be happening.
That would stink.
That should not be happening when you switch over over your network.
That would stink, yeah.
So,
all righty.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your day and happy holidays.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.